Welcome to China Telecom's 2022 interim results briefing. First of all, may I introduce our management attending the briefing today. Mr. Ke Rui-wen, Executive Director, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Shao Gang-lu, Executive Director, President and COO. Mr. Liu Guiqing, Executive Director, Executive Vice President. Mr. Tang Ke, Executive Director, Executive Vice President. Mr. Xia Bing, Executive Director. Mr. Li Yinghui, Executive Vice President and CFO, and Mr. Li Jun. Thank you for joining us and hope you will find this presentation helpful. This briefing consists of results introduction and Q&A sessions. Now, let us welcome Chairman Ke to give us an overview of the company's 2022 interim results. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For the sake of epidemic prevention and control, this interim results announcement briefing is conducted online. First, please let me express sincere gratitude for media and investors' attention and support to the company all along, and thank you for joining the briefing today. This briefing has two sections. I will provide an overview first, then Mr. Shao Gang-lu will go through the business review and financial performance. We have seven key development highlights in the first half of 2022. 1. High-quality development achieved new results with revenue and profit maintained double-digit growth. 2. Fundamental businesses grew steadily while industrial digitalization demonstrated strong momentum. 3. E-serving undertakes to co-develop national cloud and maintains leadership in empowering thousands of industries. 4. Iteration and upgrade in cloud network integration with sci-tech innovation promotes development. 5. Further deepen corporate reform and steadily expand ecological cooperation. 6. Interim dividend declared for the first time and continue to enhance shareholders' returns. And 7. Fully implement cloudification and digital transformation to build a world-class enterprise. In the first half, the company coordinated epidemic prevention and control, as well as corporate operation and development, by actively seizing strategic opportunities from new round of technological and industrial revolutions on one hand, while on the other proactively tackling the stern challenges from multiple epidemic outbreaks in mainland China. The company made all-out effort to implement the cloudification and digital transformation strategy with customer-oriented approach to develop individual, family, and enterprise informatized services and to drive high-quality development, leading to further enhancement of operating results and profitability. Operating revenues were RMB 242.3 billion, up 10.5% YOY. Service revenues were 221.4 billion, up 8.8% YOY. EBITDA up 5.3%, net profit up 12.0% to RMB 18.3 billion. In the first half, the company's high-quality development achieved prominent results. Operating revenues maintained double-digit growth, service revenues were above industry average, comparable net profit margin growth remained double-digit and higher than revenue growth. In the first half, the company launched satisfactory service upgrade campaign with six good service as you reach service initiatives. Expedited innovation on digitalized service model, strengthened digital and intelligent service capability, enhanced customer perception and service quality, which resulted in the company's number one industry ranking on telecom user satisfaction. The company's revenue from mobile communications and wireline and smart family services, as well as industrial digitalization, maintained favorable growth. Mobile communications revenues were RMB 99.0 billion, up 6.0% YOY. Wireline and smart family services revenues were RMB 59.9 billion, up 4.4% YOY. Industrial digitalization revenue was RMB 58.9 billion, up 19.0% YOY. A dual driver and balanced growth model was formed by fundamental businesses and industrial digitalization, which respectively contributed 45.5% and 49.3% to incremental service revenues and drove incremental service revenues by 4.0 PP and 4.3 PP. E-serving cloud and Security service showed initial momentum as new growth drivers, with 100.8% and 43.2% revenue growth respectively. The company continued to build core competitiveness for e-serving cloud and proactively undertook the crucial responsibility of co-developing national cloud. Aiming to become the initiator of original cloud computing technologies, the company made remarkable progress in problem tackling of key core technologies, for instance, independent and controllable e-serving cloud operating system cloud OS 4.0 was deployed, full-stack product innovation from ultra-massive multiple availability zones, large-scale public clouds to polymorphic hybrid cloud services was achieved, and two fundamental software, namely the operating system and database, were fully commercialized. The computing power construction of hubs nodes of integrated national big data center was strengthened to form 2+4+31+X layered resource layout. Localized full product capability pool was deployed in 31 provinces. One city, one pool of cloud resources covers over 160 cities, and edge cloud was deployed at over 800 nodes. Cloud creation, cloud aggregation, and other cooperation programs were implemented, targeting technology, application, channel, and service with an aim to fully upgrade e-serving cloud ecosystem. Cloud computing community was established with leading companies in the industry to further promote the robust development of cloud technologies and industry. The company's e-serving cloud business grew rapidly with revenue continued to double as its revenue increased by 100.8% in the first half. Brand and market influence further enhanced, and market share in public cloud IaaS and IaaS plus PaaS markets remarkably increased. The company's leadership maintained in government and administration cloud as well as dedicated cloud segments with number one rankings in these markets. The company propelled Cloud Network Integration 3.0 by strengthening the integration of multiple digital elements such as cloud, network, big data, AI, security, DC, computing power and greenness, as well as the application of original technologies. First is technological empowerment for enhancing the capability of independently controlling core technologies, focusing on infrastructure such as Cloud OS 4.0, security core platform, AI algorithm, quantum and network controller, as well as operating and product capabilities. Second is cloud and network as one. By promoting deep integration of computing power and network, continuously enhancing 2+4+31+X layout, and establishing a computing power system with DC, cloud, and AI coordination. Third is intrinsic security. By constructing end-to-end prevention system for critical infrastructure and providing end-to-end integrated security protection services for customers. Fourth is intelligent and agile. By achieving customer-oriented and cloud network integrated channeling and providing integrated services to customers. Fifth is green and low carbon and establishing a new model of sustainable development by building green DC, green computing power, green network and green energy, enhancing computing power and efficiency, as well as promoting green transformation of energy usage structure. In the first half, the company focused on future growth areas to optimize investment structure and executed CapEx of RMB 41.7 billion, in which proportion of CapEx on industrial digitalization increased by 9.3 pp, and it was the only area with increased CapEx proportion. The company expedited planning on computing power with total capacity reached 3.1 EFLOPS and 19,000 IDC cabinets added. Fiber network coverage continued to expand and GBPS network upgrade accelerated with 1.17 million of GBPS ports added. On security, 32 secure data centers were built along with two-tier security core platform and anti-DDoS capability covering nationwide, boasting cleaning capacity of 5.5 TBPS. On greenness, AI energy saving solution was fully used in 5GB BTS and facility rooms, while retirement of low power efficiency facilities and old and obsolete facility room revamp and upgrade were expedited to further reduce power consumption. The company continued to deepen network co-building and co-sharing with China Unicom, with operating benefits continued to demonstrate. During the period, the company's 5G co-built and co-shared 5G BTS increased by 180,000 and total BTS in use reached 870,000. 4G co-built and co-shared BTS increased by 210,000 to 870,000. The company plans to complete the integration of one 4G network with China Unicom within 3 years for quality enhancement, quantity reduction, and efficiency increase. Since co-building and co-sharing started, both parties' cumulative capex savings reached RMB 240 billion, while annualized opex savings were over RMB 20 billion. The company achieved solid progress in SciTech innovation based on the RDO layout for SciTech innovation and R&D system. In the first half, the company's R&D initiatives increased by around 55%, while proprietary R&D achievements list expanded by 3.1 times, and R&D personnel increased by 46% compared with early this year. A SciTech Innovation Advisory Expert Committee comprising of more than 10 academicians were established and more than 70 industry-leading talents were introduced, focusing on network, AI, security, quantum, and other emerging technologies. The company stepped up R&D and innovation in cloud, cloud network integration, and other areas with SciTech innovation capability further strengthened. China Telecom was awarded with enterprises with outstanding contribution to SciTech innovation by SASEC. The company stepped up the establishment of technological capability, security capability, operation system, and professional talent teams with an aim to establish a foundation integrated with cloud, network, and security, and to strengthen customer servicing capability. The company adhered to proprietary R&D and launched e-serving security brain, CloudDAM, NTDDOS, greater protection assistant, quantum encrypted cores, internet fraud prevention, and other products targeting government, institutional, and enterprise customers to provide comprehensive communications security protection. The company also launched e-serving anti-harassment, security butler, and other products for public and smart family customers to provide end-to-end integrated security protection services. In the first half, CloudDAM revenue achieved a rapid growth of 60.4% YOY. The company expedited the construction of customer-oriented organization and operating system and promoted reform, process optimization, and mechanism innovation centering around cloudification and the digitalization demand from 2C to H and 2B customers. The company further deepened enterprise service reform, specifically on promoting the market-oriented and corporate operation of enterprise and professional companies, as well as strengthening integration teams, while also enhanced localized support capabilities and expedited actual operation of cloud core platform with an aim to connect the main corporate processes before, during, and after sales centering around cloud, and further promote the rapid and scale development of industrial digitalization businesses with e-serving cloud as the foundation. The company also promoted the establishment of cloud core platform and the free system reforms to enhance corporate momentum and vitality. The company actively explored ecological cooperation by focused construction of capability in ecology, extensive exploration of business ecology, and expedited construction of platform ecology to form a new win-win situation. The company proactively implements social responsibilities. On environment, the company adheres to systematic green and low carbon development model, builds new information infrastructure that is green and low carbon and cloud network integrated with leading capabilities. During the period, the company reduced over 3 million tons of emission by co-building and co-sharing, retiring old facilities, and applying AI energy saving technologies. The company's overall energy consumption per unit of information flow reduced by over 15%. In the first half, the company efficiently coordinated epidemic prevention and control, as well as corporate operation and development, while also undertook responsibilities. For instance, the company implemented further reduction of average tariff of SME broadband and leased lines by 10% versus last year, offered anti-epidemic informatization products such as e-serving cloud broadcasting, cloud conferencing, cloud computer, cloud SaaS application, incoming call info display, etc., provided integrated informatization solution to mobile capping hospitals, and dedicated lines for emergency for nucleic acid testing sites, etc. On society and employees, the company supported rural revitalization by providing aids to the dedicated areas and injected intelligence into the empowered digital village. It also stepped up caring for employees and facilitated mutual growth of employees and the company. On corporate governance, adhering to excellent, prudent, and effective corporate governance principles, the company continued to enhance internal systems as well as governance level and upheld compliant operation. The company's development results and compliance performance received extensive recognition and numerous accolades in the market. The company will continue to enhance ESG level. The company places high importance on shareholder returns, and the board of directors resolved to commence declaring interim dividends with 60% of profit distributed in cash, that is RMB 0.12 per share. Within 3 years after the A-share offering and listing, the profit to be distributed by the company in cash for each year will gradually increase to 70% or above of the profit attributable to equity holders of the company for that year. The company will also strive to create value and proactively reward shareholders. The potential of digital economy is vast. Professional institutions forecasted that by 2025, digital economy will account for over 50% of PRC's economy. The company will seize the strategic opportunities from the robustly developing digital economy, fully leverage the cloud network integration edge and integration with cloud, AI, security and greenness, expedite the upgrade of digitalized, scene-based and integrated services, continue to support a better digital life and digital upgrade of industries. The company will fully implement the cloudification and digital transformation strategy, explore integrated intelligent information services with customer-oriented approach, step up sci-tech innovation, deeply promote cloud network integration, further enhance capabilities of universal platforms, build ecologies with open capabilities for cooperation and women, actively promote green and low carbon transformation, establish solid digital security foundation, continuously deepen system and mechanism reforms, expedite the construction of world-class enterprise, and further enhance corporate customer and shareholder values. My part ends here, and Mr. Shao Guanglu will walk you through our business and financial performance.
Thank you, Chairman Ke. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I shall now discuss our business and financial performance in the first half of 2022. In the first half, all of the company's three business operations achieved favorable growth, in which industrial digitalization became the biggest source of incremental revenue by contributing RMB 8.8 billion to incremental service revenues and 4.3 PP of service revenue growth. Mobile communications and wireline and smart family drove service revenues growth by 2.8 PP and 1.2 PP respectively. In the first half, mobile and broadband subscale maintained favorable development, in which mobile subs and broadband subs increased by 11.79 million and 5.73 million respectively. 5G and GBPS subscale further expanded with penetrations increased by 9.9 pp and 4.1 pp respectively. Mobile and broadband blended outputs further increased and reached RMB 46.0 and RMB 47.2 respectively. 2C and 2H application revenues grew rapidly, and the contribution of application revenues to fundamental business revenues increased by 1.5 ppy to 13.2%. Addressing various emerging demands in 2C, 2H, and 2B markets, the company expedited the promotion of SIN integrated products, development of standardized products integrated with cloud, AI, and security accelerator, in which cloud computer, security butler, and AI vision grew by 81%, 59%, and 175% respectively. SIM-based solutions of Smart Family, Smart Community, Digital Village, and Internet of Video Things IOVT were also launched, with Whole Home Intelligence, Smart Community, Digital Village, and IOVT grew by 163%, 80%, 176%, and 40% respectively. The company will further promote other digitalized and SIM-based applications, services, and products actively to facilitate digitalization upgrade. The company's industrial digitalization maintained rapid development with 19% of comparable revenue growth. The company strives to make industrial digitalization's contribution to service revenue reaching 30% by 2024. The company fully leveraged fundamental capability, cloud network capability, and full cloud migration to launch a series of standard cloud network and security products and to enhance business capabilities via digital platforms and solutions that covers social governance, industrial internet, finance, and other sectors with an aim to further foster future growth drivers. The market position of companies e-serving cloud continuously increased with independent and controllable technologies and capability edges in security and service. E-serving cloud is already providing service in 20 provinces and 156 cities. Public cloud and private cloud revenues increased 115.2% YoY and 70.9% YoY respectively, while PaaS and SaaS grew rapidly with revenue growth of 149.1%. E7 Cloud accumulated large amount of benchmark cases in government and administration, culture and tourism, auto and other sectors, and its excellent reputation is poised to attract even more customers to use the company's quality cloud services to support further growth of E7 Cloud's revenue. The company's 5G2B business continued to achieve favorable development. In the first half, the number of contracts signed with customers grew rapidly, with over 1,300 newly contracted customized network projects and over 9,000 cumulative 5G2B industry commercial projects. Project value continued to increase, with new contract value grew by over 80% YoY. And overall project gross profit margin around 20% to 30%. In the first half, the company had multiple benchmark projects implemented and will continue to develop and cultivate industry-leading benchmarks to drive scale replication. The company expedited infrastructure construction with advanced deployment of computing power capability to effectively undertake east-to-west computing resource transfer project. In the first half, the company's computing power reached 3.1 EFLOPS, up 1 EFLOPS. During the period, total number of IDC cabinets reached 487,000, with cabinet utilization rate at 72%, while revenue increased by 11.1% and revenue size maintaining PLC's number one. The company expedited land acquisition and new site construction in new hubs such as Jiangsu, Shanghai, Zhejiang, Anhui, Sichuan, and Gansu, built in industry-leading DCI network with CN2 DCI and OTN for government and enterprises, connecting 8 major hub nodes and IDCs in major cities. Inter-hub access latency among 8 major regional hubs reduced by 2 ms to 15 ms. The company actively constructed green and low-carbon infrastructure with PUE below 1.3 in newly built data centers, below 1.25 in Southern Hub, and below 1.2 in Northern Hub. the company continued energy-saving upgrade of over 130 obsolete facility rooms and further propelled obsolete facility retirement, actively participated market-based green electricity trade, and expedited introduction of green electricity to support energy saving and emission reduction. In the first half, the company seized the strategic opportunity of rapid digital economy development and increased initiatives in cyber innovation, industrial digitalization, and other key areas with enhanced resource efficiency. Expanded 5G co-building and co-sharing and 4G network co-sharing so that DNA continued to grow slower than revenue. Digitalized operation reduced costs and increased efficiency, hence network operation related expense grew slower than revenue. Strengthened high-tech talent recruitment and increased incentives to frontline staff and high-performance teams to boost employee vitality. Precision sales and marketing resulted in stable proportion of selling expense to revenue, continued to increase R&D initiatives for enhancing core capability, appropriately increased sales and marketing initiatives to foster momentum for future growth and support favorable business development. In the first half, the company's EBITDA increased by 5.3%, total debt significantly decreased by 66.6%, debt to asset ratio was 44.6%. Capital structure remained sound and the company's corporate credit rating remained at AAA. The company will further enhance financial strength via refined management to support healthy corporate development. To summarize the company's development in the first half, Subscale maintained favorable development, while revenue and net profit maintained double-digit growth. The management is very confident about the sustainability of the company's development momentum, and will strive to achieve the full-year targets of subnet adds, as well as revenue and profit growth. This concludes our briefing today. Thank you.